question. And now, our last presenter is Dr. Karen Solheim. And she's Dr. Karen Solheim teaches community health nursing and global health at the University of Wisconsin-Madison School of Nursing. She co-leads a field course in health and disease in Thailand. She is involved in scholarship related to international NGO engagement with refugees and displaced persons.
Okay, thank you. Well, it feels like we're having a celebration of global health nursing education, and I'm pleased to be part of the choir here. And I see a lot of common themes. So it's my... First of all, I have no relationships to disclose. And what I'm going to do is describe our approach at the University of Wisconsin-Madison School of Nursing to prepare nurse leaders for global health nursing. So in the next few minutes, I hope to tell you some key concepts that underline our programs, to talk about our education activity, review the program's strengths and limits and the impact on students, and to talk about our next steps. So why does global health nursing education matter? Well, I think we've covered some of that in a number of ways, but we're all aware of the forces of globalization. So when we have a recession in the U.S., we know other countries are affected. So citizens in Rock County, Wisconsin, or citizens in Athens, Greece, have a harder time maintaining their health, maybe because of limited access or simply trouble putting food on the table. We're aware of global trends like our trend toward processed food all over the world that's contributing to obesity and overweight. And we want students to know about those trends, to know how populations' health is affected, and also how we shape those trends. We know we're connected through human migration, and so we want nurses to be prepared to care for people of diverse backgrounds and to work with nurses from around the world when they're working side by side in hospitals in the U.S. or health centers in the U.S. Students also are gravitating toward global health. In 96-97, there were about 99,000 students that studied abroad. In 2011, there were 270,000, so this is mushrooming. I'm teaching a global health education nursing seminar this fall. There's 10 students in the seminar. 9 of those have had global health experience in Africa, Asia, Latin America, and Europe. And among those 8 or 9, they've worked with at least 9 different NGOs. So students have that experience. We want to tap that wonderful resource of people's passion and interest in global health and help them put it in a context where they can prepare and reflect on the experience. And then also as nurses, we have a social mandate of social responsibility to bring about good for individuals and communities. And according to the authors, Tyre Viola et al., that mandate extends around the globe. At UW-Madison, we use this definition of global health nursing, developed in a chapter by Bauman and Harches. My colleague Linda Bauman is here tonight. So we want students to have a global perspective, to learn about health problems regardless of boundaries, and to work on health problems at national through international levels. We know global health nursing means collaboration with multiple others, looking for sustainable solutions. We're involved in capacity building at the individual and community level. We value partnering with communities and embracing and respecting difference. We want to prepare nurse leaders. So what does our conceptualization of leadership add to that? First of all, nurse leaders need vision. Often that's driven by social justice in nursing. We need to network with professional organizations internationally. And then a few other concepts that I'll focus on too is there's a discussion in nursing about having essential competencies for a nursing education. We're aware of that conversation. I'll focus in on that in a moment. We want students to understand the complex context of global health so we have interventions and partnerships that are meaningful to communities and don't bring a new burden. Especially in the article by Nichols, nurse leaders leverage technology. So whether that's connecting with nurses around the world through Skype and building relationships, promoting access to the evidence base, or delivering care through telehealth, leveraging technology is part of leadership for global health nursing. Now, there's a lot of discussion in the literature about global perspective or becoming global citizens. And here's what the students in my seminar talk about in terms of global perspective from their point of view. So global perspective is not about where you work, but rather the mindset you bring to your work. It's an attitude of inclusion rather than exclusion. So inclusion from from valuing multiple perspectives to welcoming people of diverse backgrounds. It's being non-judgmental, open-minded. It's realizing we are shaped by our circumstances, no matter where we live, and that what we do in our location affects others around the world. So one student described global perspective as having an educated or enlightened lens to use while learning about cultural differences in global populations. I mentioned the competencies in global health nursing for PAHO, World Health Organization Collaborating Centers, conducted a study to find out what nurse educators, what kind of agreement there was that students should, there should be some essential global health nursing competencies. And so they used a set of competencies designed by a Canadian consortium for medical students, and these are the six areas here. And they did a survey and had nurses rate how strongly they agreed that that competency should be included. They used a 4-point Likert scale, and they found the average scores for all of the competencies was over 3. So there was agreement among those almost 600 nurses who responded that these essential competencies should be included in nursing education. And now I'd like to talk about our programs at UW-Madison. We've had a goal of preparing nursing students for practice, education, and research in an increasingly interconnected global society. At our school, we're really fortunate to partner with some other programs on campus. Global health studies overall has grown in the last quite a bit in the last decade. We have a Global Health Institute, and as part of that institute, the institute offers a certificate in global health for graduate and capstone students. We've had 8 nursing students complete that 9-credit course, and that involves a minimum of a 1-credit field experience. The Global Health Institute has partnered with our College of Agriculture and Life Sciences to develop an undergraduate certificate in global health. There's about 150 students a year that are going through that. We've had 8 nursing students graduate, and 14 nursing students are currently enrolled. And that's a 15-credit course, again, with a minimum of a 1-credit field experience, and students go all over the world for that. And then the Global Health Institute has also sponsors interdisciplinary field courses. We, nursing, help staff those courses and teach in the courses as well. So we have some interdisciplinary collaboration. Our graduate students, through the certificate program and through independent study or doing their scholarly project, have worked in these countries. And that's a student of mine, Whitney, who did an independent study with me in Malawi this summer. We evaluated an NGO's work there. And the students experience those things we want them to, a changed perspective. A student who worked in Haiti with Health Ministries for Haiti, an NGO there, did a literature review for them about using community health workers to promote mental health in Haiti. And she came away with a deeper respect for Haitian culture and health practices and a deeper awareness of upstream determinants. A student in Malawi worked alongside an American nurse there who's involved in domestic violence programs and health education and really learned the value of partnering in communities and deepened a desire to connect, learn about the connections between poverty and end-of-life care. Well, now I'd like to describe our undergraduate programs and our courses. Since, before 2007, we've been having students earn their 4 credits of a required community health practicum in a global or local immersion. And students have done this in Thailand, Tanzania, Uganda, Mexico, we'll do it in Malawi in 2014, and in rural Wisconsin. We recognize, like you just explained, the importance of bringing global principles to local settings. And so we have an immersion in northern Wisconsin where students are in a remote area with limited access to health care, and they apply some of those principles there. They're exposed to a higher poverty rate and also an ethnic population from Somalia, the largest ethnic population in that region, so they learn about another culture as well. And then we also have a program where our students can complete their required nursing research course, systematic investigation at the University of College Dublin. There they learn about the Irish health system, and they're partnered with a nurse researcher in Ireland to learn the research process and the health issues they have there about which they're conducting their research. We've started a new course this fall, 2 to 3, it's a variable credit seminar for a nursing course, Nursing Leadership in Global Health Settings. And then we integrate global health content into a required healthcare systems course and into our community health nursing course. So since 2007, we've had 93 students earn their community health nursing practicum credit in these countries, and then students have done study abroad or gone on a Global Health Institute course in other countries. We are assured that they meet our community health nursing course objectives in other courses. And to work on that this summer in Thailand, I asked students to find examples of the public health intervention wheel. We use that model. And one student found 80 examples in Thailand. So I was convinced she learned about the community health nursing role. Now, we do have core competencies that we use at the University of Wisconsin-Madison for curriculum development and program planning and student evaluation. And I'm going to use those core competencies to just walk you through some of the teaching and learning that has taken place through our program. So one of our competencies is learning about world health systems, policies, and agencies. Students get this in their prep courses for the field experiences, and then in every course they tour different health agencies and health programs. In every course, students are exposed to traditional medicine, and this is a photo here of nurses working with a certified witch doctor in Uganda. And students really value this and appreciate the holism they see in other health systems. They want more of that in our own programs and really value learning non-pharmacological remedies for pain. Students naturally on the field courses begin to compare health systems. In Thailand, one student just really remarked on the emphasis on health promotion and disease prevention and the use of health volunteers in every village and really wanted to think about how to try those strategies elsewhere. We want students to understand upstream determinants, and that seems like a common theme tonight. In the course, when our community health was offered in Tanzania, students lived in an impoverished community in Dar es Salaam, and the course professor remarked upon the conditions in which people live, just made those connections between public health and individual and population health quite evident. A student had a really nice insight in Thailand. We work with Mahidol University, and a professor talked about the ecological model in public health in Thailand, and talked about how two people may have AIDS in Thailand. One might be a woman from the north who's become involved in the sex industry, and she takes AIDS home to her village, where in the southern part, AIDS may be come into the community because a husband migrated for work, and how the student realized that even having a disease, there's different contexts, how contexts shape how that's acquired, and could see that how important it is to understand context because that influenced treatment and prevention. So we want students to learn major themes and trends in global health, and you see those on the left, and I mentioned in our rural Wisconsin immersion, students have contact with the Somali population. This is a group that has undergone a secondary migration. They're from Minneapolis, St. Paul, migrated to Wisconsin for employment to work in a turkey processing plant. And so they work with the community health work nurse and the community diversity council to talk about integrating the Somali citizens. Then we want people to understand health as a human right and social justice as an ethical principle. And we teach this. This is part of the certificate course in global health. We talk about that in our nursing seminar and in our community health course. And these are some of the insights students have. So one realized everyone deserves equal quality of care regardless of their background. And after observing universal health care in Thailand, one discovered her own inclination to support universal health care. We want students to learn different trends, health trends in the regions they visit. So they learn these in the prep courses before they go, and then and certainly on the field courses they learn about different diseases in whatever region. So in Thailand we visited a Center for Excellence for Biomedical and Public Health Information at Mahidol University, and students heard interesting ways to use technology. People have used smartphones to track, and GPS systems to track malaria in real time, so they have immediate data to use and to provide services. Dengue surveillance goes through the school. If a child is sick, staff calls them, ask the parents if the child has a fever, and that becomes a marker for dengue investigation. And of course, we want students to have that cultural immersion experience and develop their cultural competency. And students have exposure to cultural experts and to language before they leave for their field trips. And this was one student's awareness after being immersed in a culture. And she said, "I've always thought of myself as culturally aware, but seeing the way things were run in Thailand and what the norms were there, I realized why some populations in the U.S. may be unhappy with their health care. Often it isn't because we are insensitive to their beliefs, but rather we just don't have a clue." So the immersion helps develop that deeper understanding. We want students to engage well with stakeholders from all walks of life. And students find these interactions challenging. Students learn the value of give and take. One was really delighted at how much the community appreciated students' attempts to learn the culture and learn the language. And then one student talked about how she learned to adjust her communication skills because she integrated with university faculty, with staff members in health centers, and with the family during homestay. And so she learned to fine-tune her communication skills. We want people to learn the value of partnerships, and we hope they get some of that by role modeling. And we do have lectures and class sessions on community engagement. We, in the Global Health Seminar, we look at the principles of partnership and how to develop and maintain partnerships. And students remark on, learn that those are a vital part of global health nursing. And so that's one of our Thai faculty in the middle there talking to our students. So that's our program overall. So since 2007, we've had well over 100 graduate and undergraduate students have global health experiences, and we do that through linking with other campus programs as well as having our nursing programs. And so they've had academic preparation support and a chance to reflect. And, you know, best case scenario, we know that this is life-changing. For some students report that. One said she had a new direction for being a nurse, a new direction for being how she wanted to live as a human. Another student said she really came out of her comfort zone. She had her first experience advocating for a patient, and she became a more assertive student. She described herself as shy, and this really engaged her, and she wanted to bring that more assertive approach to her learning back home. So that's where we are today, and we have some ways we want to grow. And one is by promoting the idea of global perspective for all nursing students and help students apply those principles in local settings. And we want to do that for a couple reasons. One, we believe it's the right way to go, that we live on a global planet and people need to learn global health competencies no matter where they are. But also it's fair to all students that they all have a chance to participate and gain these skills. And then we want to revisit our competencies, and some we do very well, but I think we can emphasize human rights and social justice in a stronger way, and we want to add a leadership competency. So thank you.